You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
He's with USA Today. Let's welcome back to the show, Nate Davis. Nate, what is up? Happy New Year. How are you feeling today?
Good, guys. Thanks for being late. I put the six-year-old to bed last night and never took the phone off vibrate.
It's all good, man. Now, with the Ravens, if you're a fan, okay, or, you know, whatever circumstance it is, own the team, Eric DaCosta, Steve Bisciotti, et cetera, would your preference be as a head looking to replace John Harbaugh, who came in special teams coach, more of a delegator? Would you prefer the Ravens would hire someone with more of an offensive background, Clint Kubiak, or maybe more of a defensive, just using them as examples, by the way, defensive background, say a Brian Flores? What do you think, Nate, based on what you've seen from Baltimore the last couple of years, would be a prudent hire if they're looking to make that level of decision?
I think the leadership thing has worked well for them. Brian Billick came in as an offensive guy, and they were never very good at offense under him. But, I mean, he did a good job, I think, overall in that role. You know, strong leader, forceful personality. You know, John Harbaugh was a little different. I think I'd be inclined to probably go with that again, but I also want to know, what assistants are we going to bring in here? Like, could we maybe get a Mike McDaniel to be in charge of the offense? Like, so somebody who's kind of proven in that area, somebody that, I think probably that's going to need to be a discussion with Lamar Jackson too. Like, what kind of offense do you want to run? I mean, obviously he's the guy that's staying and Harbaugh's gone. And I think, I know a lot of Ravens fans, and I know a lot of the frustration is it feels like too often this team either made bad tactical decisions in the fourth quarter or just strayed from their identity at the oddest times. I mean, the 2023 championship game against the Chiefs being the example I think everybody probably points to the most. But I think those are the kind of decisions, like, I want a strong leader, but, like, if we're going to go in that direction, I also kind of want to know what's your offensive and defensive philosophy and who are we going to get in here, to actually, really focus on the X's and O's if we're going to have more of a CEO kind of coach.
Looking at these wild card matchups, I mean, some tough choices here if you're trying to pick winners. Looking at Bears and Packers in particular, third time meeting this season, that's always interesting when division teams meet in the playoffs. But Green Bay holding on to just a slight advantage here in terms of the odds makers. But Jordan Love, he's healthy enough to play. He's still been out for the past couple weeks. They're downplaying the rust factor, but is that a concern for you?
Hard to say. I mean, obviously the Bears went hard last week trying to get that second seed and then ended up getting it in spite of themselves. And the Packers have had a couple weeks off, but I think they've lost four in a row. So, I mean, they're fresh, but I mean, how well are they actually playing? And I mean, I picked the Packers to go to the Super Bowl, and I kind of felt like the moment Micah Parsons went down, you know, it's a matter of time before this team exits stage left. Could they beat the Bears? Absolutely. I mean, the Bears beat them in Chicago a few weeks ago on that last minute touchdown to DJ Moore. The game up at Green Bay was great too. So I think I'm a little surprised the Packers are favored. But I mean, I think this is probably effectively a pick'em game. Jordan Love certainly has more playoff experience than Caleb Williams. And I do feel like the Bears season's a little bit fluky in so much as you can't, I don't think you can count on the turnover factor. I mean, obviously they've been really good at generating them, but you can't just snap your fingers and hope that happens. And they've won a lot of games with some good luck, which has been opposite of what they had last year. So I don't know if that continues, but the thing I like about the Bears is just that they're built to run the ball. Caleb has won games for them in the fourth quarter, and the defense has created opportunities. And I think that's probably a formula that tends to do better in January than throwing the ball around the yard, which is I think, kind of more the Packers do. And Josh Jacobs is another guy that's been banged up. So I was going Bears on that one.
Now, what's your perception of the Rams at this point in the season, maybe compared to where they were when they looked like world beaters in October, early November, and everyone was already crowning them as Super Bowl favorites? They're getting the respect as heavy favorites over the Panthers, but that's not really saying much. Have you cooled down on them at all because they stumbled down the stretch?
I haven't. I do the power rankings for USA Today, and I've had them number one, I think, for the last 8 or 9 weeks. I never took them out of there. And I think partially that's just that, I mean, the whole league feels like a grab bag. I've never had less conviction about my Super Bowl picks than I do this year. But I mean, you know, the loss in Seattle that ultimately kind of prevented them from getting the number one seed, I mean, was a pretty fluky loss, I thought. You know, I think they went into that Atlanta game, which was a Monday night after the rest of the week 17 games had been played, and kind of knew at that point that they weren't really playing for much, and they kind of slept a walk through that game through a half before they almost got the win. But I mean, to me, like, clearly they've got the best quarterback going in the league right now, best offense. A defense that is usually very good. The only thing I worry about someone with the defense, and which Carolina, you know, kind of highlighted last time, was that if you get going with the running game on them, they can crack a little bit there. And special teams has been an issue all year, but they fired their special teams coach after the loss to Seattle, and then they've shown some signs of life on that side of the ball too. So to me, they're the least flawed team. I think maybe the Seahawks have an advantage in so much that they have home field and they have to play one fewer game to get to the Super Bowl. But I think neutral field, all things being equal, I still think the Rams are the best team out there. I just, they don't have as clean a path, obviously, to the Super Bowl as Seattle and, you know, Denver, kind of same thing. I'm not that impressed with Denver, but one fewer game certainly helps their path as well.
Nate Davis, USA Today, talking NFL. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw here on this Featured Artist Friday. It's the Cars. By the way, last thing for you, Nate. Buffalo's at Jacksonville. What is your confidence level in Trevor Lawrence in this game, who's been playing out of his mind? The whole team is, quite frankly. But Lawrence in particular, the last, 6 weeks of the season?
Yeah, no, if we base the MVP award on how you played after Thanksgiving, Trevor Lawrence, I think, would be your runaway winner there. I was surprised. I mean, our USA Today picks panel, we got, I think, six guys on there. Everyone took Jacksonville, so I think they're getting their respect. Even was Buffalo favored in that game?
Yeah, 1.5.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the Bills aren't playing necessarily great. They can't stop the run. Jacksonville stops the run better than anybody, so we'll kind of see where the James Cook matchup goes. I think as much as anything, I'm worried about how healthy really is Josh Allen's foot. They haven't looked right since he got hurt in Cleveland a few weeks ago. And I don't think any team is more dependent on one player than the Bills are on Josh Allen. But it also just blew my mind. You know, Buffalo hasn't won a playoff game on the road since 1992, which I realize that these players aren't responsible for that. But, I mean, these players have been in a lot of road playoff games. I mean, the Bills have been in the playoffs every year since 2020, I think. And they're going to have to follow the road path if they win the Super Bowl this year. And I know everybody wants to say that this is their year with, you know, the Ravens out and the Chiefs out and others. But I think Jacksonville just point blank is a better team. So I'm going to go with them. I wouldn't be surprised if the Bills win, but I felt pretty good about picking the Jets.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Scott Norwood's fault, Nate, as you know. Nate Davis, USA Today. Nate, we appreciate the time. Enjoy this weekend's playoff games, and obviously we'll talk to you throughout the postseason here.
All right. Thank you, fellas. Good to talk to you.
There's Nate Davis, everyone. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Got NFL Lodge coming up at 1 o'clock. Want to hear more from Todd Monken. We'll do our picks for said playoff games with beer on the line. Let's be honest. I'm drinking beer whether I win or lose, but I like somebody else to pay for it every now and again. And then Ryan Ripken will be joining us, the Ryan Ripken Show, and our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan. Ripping it with Ryan will be here before you know it. BBT will be here before you know it. A holy mackerel. But we're going to talk about Todd Monken, who said some things that we're going to listen to at 1 o'clock.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.